Preventing Youth Suicide is at the core of a youth mental health forum that will be held in Albury tomorrow. It's for student representatives from years 9, 10 and 11, taken from secondary schools right across Albury, Wodonga and surrounding districts. Bronwyn Bruce is a Murray Industry and Community Education Employment Partnership representative involved with this forum. Good morning to you, Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you going?
Youth mental health, such a daunting topic for young people and those who work with them. How are you approaching it for the forum tomorrow?
Okay, the forum is all about building resilience in these young people, giving them some tools, teaching them, educating them about some of the signs to look for in their friends and family and in themselves, how to seek support, what are the services available locally, on the internet, on websites, all those sort of things. It's really about giving them the tools and, you know, how to deal with it, what to do, who can I go to, how do I get help. It's a proactive, way in trying to build resilience in these young people. And the idea is that they'll go back. There's actually an activity at the end of the day where they'll take that information back to their school. So they have to plan activities. It might be a theme day or an event day, but they have to take what they have learned and share that with the rest of their school community. We're hoping that'll have a bit of a ripple effect, that they might go home and talk to their families or their parents about it. Hopefully then it's going to go, you know, ripple through the community.
Because talking about it seems to be really important in terms of being able to achieve something in trying to help young people get help and to try and bring down those rates of youth suicide.
Definitely. A very important part of the day is our Q&A panel. We have a panel of six people. Four of those people are professionals who deal with youth and mental health issues. Two of those people on the panel are people with lived experience with mental health issues. The students are allowed to ask them any question about the topic that they like. If they feel that they're going to be a little bit too shy to stand up and ask that question, they're given an opportunity beforehand to write questions, put them in a box. So if we don't have any, you know, anyone willing to stand and ask their question, we then go to the box, ask those questions that kids have written down. It's a very informative session, and it can be very sensitive. You know, obviously the content can be a little sensitive, and we've got staff there who are keeping an eye on the students just to make sure that everyone's okay. Obviously, each group of kids is accompanied by a school staff member, whether it's their school counsellor or a teacher. So it's it's a big day. We have a lot of activities. We've got facilitators coming in who do an interactive forum performance. They will act out a scenario which will be around mental health issue or maybe more than one. And then they'll say to the audience, you know, how could that person have responded differently and give us a different scenario? And then they'll act that out. So it's a very interactive forum. We have a thing called Drumbeat. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have.
Yeah, Drumbeat happens at lunchtime. So whilst the salvos are going to be cooking the food for all of the students out in just outside the building, there'll be Drumbeat happening and the kids can just sit down and have a go at that if they want. So lots of things happening on the day. It's a big day.
Mm.
And then all of the students are given a bag to take at the end of the day, and in that bag there'll be a lot of information about support services available, a few little goodies from, you know, lollies and pens and notepads and things like that. But they'll be armed with the information they need. And again, hopefully they'll take those bags home. Maybe mum and dad will get, you know, have a look at some of the information that's there. So, again, that ripple effect of getting the message throughout the community.
We're talking about a youth mental health forum tomorrow in Albury.
Yes.
And Bronwyn Bruce is our guest from Murray Industry and Community Education Employment Partnership, which is, this is the third time that you've held this event, is that right?
It is, definitely, yes. And it's getting bigger. And this year we are expecting around 170 students, right, from high schools across both sides of the border and outlying areas. 170 kids, it's a lot. So hopefully, you know, it'll make a difference, and that's important for the region, I think, very important for our youth.
What about the future of this forum? Because I know that you've had some challenges with the loss of funding, and that's put, you know, events like this in jeopardy. Where does that stand at the moment?
Okay, the committee is very strong and passionate about this event happening every year. It's a very strong committee. The committee do fundraising every year for this event to take place. The loss of funding was with regard to the partnership broker program, which I work for. That should not affect this event. However, having said that, it is a separate issue, and that's, you know, that's a personal thing for me. I'm, you know, we lose our contract at the end of the year, so some of our partnerships may be affected, and this is one of our partnerships. But I do feel that the committee is very strong and they will make sure this happens every year. Having said that, though, we do rely on organisations, local organisations, community groups, businesses who wish to come on board and support this event. We definitely do a lot of fundraising every year for it to take place. So if anyone out there feels that, you know, they want to support this event, it's a very worthy event, and I think a very much needed event for this area. If anybody wants to get on board, please get in contact with us. We've got a lot of fantastic supporters at the moment, and you may have read in the newspaper, WAW have just come on board as well, so that's brilliant.
I wonder what impact the Headspace Centre will have on, broadly on this space, I suppose, of youth mental health and this forum as well. Are you expecting that maybe once that comes online, you know, the need for an event like this maybe will lessen?
No, I don't think it'll lessen. I think the event is still very much needed. I mean, our main guest speaker on the day is a local young man who said to me the other day, I wish there was something like this when I went to high school. It really would have helped me. Would have made things a lot clearer for him and would have given him some, I guess, that feeling of there is support out there, some answers about some of the things he was experiencing and didn't know about and was confused at the time. Headspace definitely is a very much welcome resource for this community, and I'm, how can I say, at the moment they're not actually a partner, but they are coming as a guest speaker to speak at the forum on the day. So we've actually got someone coming from Headspace to talk to the kids about the up and coming new Headspace and what that will mean for them and the services that they'll be able to supply. And definitely for next year going ahead, I think it'll be very important maybe that, you know, to invite Headspace to become a partner on this committee. So, yeah, that's definitely been something that the committee have discussed and very much want to have Headspace involved.